When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Hey, folks.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Look, Stan Ferro here with your opening bell for May 2nd, 2025. So your reason why you come here is you're trying to figure out what's going on with these things and you want to know more about real estate because you're if you're watching this video, you're either looking to build, buy, or refinance. So our goal here is try to anticipate what these things are doing, as well as educating you guys on real estate. So today's topic we're going to have is we got the last piece of the puzzle that the Federal Reserve monitors. So here's what the Federal Reserve monitors, because they're coming out next week and they're going to tell us what they're going to do with interest rates. Don't really think they're going to do anything, but the news coming in right now is actually pretty darn good. So here's the pieces of the puzzle we got in this week. We got the PCE, the number one inflation figure that the Federal Reserve monitors. We had the unemployment rate just coming out, and we also had the GDP coming out earlier this week. So we're going to go over these numbers here briefly, but this is the number right here that the Federal Reserve controls, the federal funds rate. Now, here's why President Trump and the Federal Reserve is at odds. Right through here, this is the yield curve. The yield curve should be way low down here, the front end. So this means the short-term rates should be way down here, and long-term rates should be up here. But before we go there and explain that, I'm going to go over and look at the stock market. The stock market is up 400 points. What's the news for today? Well, there's an unemployment number that just came out. So let's get over to Rick Santelli at CNBC. Let's get his take on this. And then I'm going to show you market reactions with this and more right after this. So Rick, buddy, take it away for me, man.
Oh, the jobs report for April hitting the wires, non-farm payrolls, a greater 177,000. We're expecting, as Joe pointed out, 133,000. 177.
So here's what I'm going to say with this. I don't know if you guys saw my video from yesterday, but I predicted that this would be about 150,000 or higher. That's what I was hoping. That's a good economy. It did. So what we're going to do is go over some pieces of this puzzle when Rick's done to just show you what's the economy looking like. Is this as dismal as everybody's making it sound? Well, hold on. Let's get to Rick's finish this video, and then I'm going to go through more economic data with you in a second.
7,000 would be the second best of the year outside of what's in the rearview mirror, which was 228,000. That becomes 185,000 because the two-month adjustment is minus 58,000. Now, let's go to you three. The unemployment rate remains at 4.2%. Let's look at the average hourly earnings on a month-over-month basis. Expected up 0.3, comes in light. Up 0.2%, equaling February to find a smaller number. You have to go all the way back to August of 23. Now let's look at earnings on a year-over-year basis. Also one-tenth light, 3.8. We're looking for 3.9. 3.8 equals the rearview mirror. And if we look at the work week, the hours worked, all employees, 34.3. That's good news. We upticked it one tick based on what we were expecting, which was 34.2. But the revision, I was looking at the rearview mirror, 34.2, where we gained a tenth on this reading. But last month it was revised to 34.3. And, you know, we've had a lot of 34.3s in 24. To find a higher work week, you're going back to January of 23 when it jumped up to 34.6. Now, let's look at the U6. Labor force participation rate. This is very key. And it kicked up again. This is really good news. 62.6, a tenth better than both windshield and rearview mirror. 62.6 would equal the best read of the year to find a higher read. You're in November of last year. And I'm sorry, September. Let's make that SEPA last year. Finally, drumroll please, Joe and the gang. U6 or the underemployment rate comes in at 7.8. That is one-tenth lighter than 7.9 in the rearview mirror. So that also is indeed good news. You can see the market's yields are going up, Joe. Selling treasuries, that is basically a verification that the report's a little stronger than expected. And the pre-opening equities seem to like the trade as well, moving higher. And just to point out, we broke some streaks of lower closing yields yesterday in both twos and tens. Back to you.
So great news, great news. So a lot of people, you know, have been predicting that the jobs market's going to crash, the stock market's going to crash, the housing market's going to crash. Here at the channel, we try to just give you the truth behind everything and the whys behind everything as well. So that was great news. We'll go over the economic calendar here in a second, right through here. Here's everything that Rick Santelli just went through. I'll go through it with you real quick, just to show you where we were, what was expected, and where we are now. So let's zoom this in a little bit so you can get a beat on this. So let me get my head out of the way so you can see every piece of this puzzle. We'll go through it real fast because there's a lot of data we want to go through today. Non-farm payroll right through here. 185 last reading right through here. It's expected to go down to 138. It actually upticked to 177. This is great news. It says the economy's not falling off a cliff. As long as this is 150 or above, we're okay, folks. The average earnings right through here is a little bit off, but we'll take it. Participation rate right on point. We had private payroll up. We have U6 unemployment rate ticked down, unemployment rate 4.2 to 4.2, factory orders from 0.5 to 4.3. So it was a fantastic report. And that's why Wall Street is loving these numbers as well. So you're going to have a lot of people coming in and saying, you know, the glass is half empty. I love where the glass is half full. So now let's get over to the yield curve. Here's the yield curve that everybody just keeps moaning and grumping about. Let me explain it to you. Here's where the yield curve is right now, where it is today, 5.1, 5.2. Here's where, let's just go back, you know, back to 2020, just say. Maybe that's okay, this is what a yield curve should look like. You have low rates down here, even 0%, and it upticks. Think of it as you're putting your money aside, and if you want to give somebody your money for, you know, a month or two, and they're going to say they'll give you a rate of return at 2 or 3%, if you wanted to give them your money for 10 years, you're going to want a higher yield. It's just the risk return basically charts. This is what a normal yield curve should look like. Not like this. Let's go back and go into what it is now. This is what's wrong. This is right through here. This is basically where the Federal Reserve is holding rates. Okay, I know that's not the exact way to look at this, but the Federal Reserve kind of controls the front end of this curve. So and how do we know? Well, if we go over to here, the Federal Reserve, they control the federal funds rate, 4.25 to 4.5. So let's get over to here. It's basically between 4.25 and 4.5, let's say there. Okay, that's the problem. Okay, we got long-term rates all the way over here, up here. So this should be down here. This is where President Trump keeps coming in and saying to the Fed, guys, you need to start short lowering rates because so we can get a normal yield curve. Because the 10-year treasury over here was expected to go to like 5. It keeps coming down. So we need the front end to come down. And this is basically with the Federal Reserve controls. So that's the battle that's going on between the Fed and the government right now. So that's what we're seeing right through there. We're going over to the stock market. It loves it. We do have Berkshire Hathaway. If you ever watch my stock talks, I love this guy. If you're looking at an investment, this might be a thing that you attend tomorrow. Just watch, and you might learn a lot of things that you're seeing today. Let's just go through the highlights that we're seeing. Trump calls on the Fed once again to lower rates. That's why he's doing it. Now you kind of understand why Trump's coming in saying, okay, we know things are starting to get a little bit better, but you need to cut rates. So are they going to cut rates in the future? Well, let's go. Then 5 days, my bad, I thought it was 6 days. In 5 days, the Federal Reserve is going to meet. What's the probability that they're going to cut rates? Well, let's get over to it. I'm going to put in this right here, the probability. Scroll up through. Let's get my head out of the way. And here's the probabilities behind things, folks. So right through here is the federal funds rate across the top. You can see it 4.25 to 4.5 right through there. That's where we are currently. There's now this is just moved huge. The May reading is saying a 98% chance they're going to do nothing. This was 69% yesterday that they were going to cut rates. So does this job report kind of skew that? So we're only going to continue to tell. I didn't see that when I was doing my pre-opening, but this is a major change. They're now saying there's really no contentions or no solid date in the future that rates are going to get cut. So that was a major change that we saw in today's data. So let's recap and see what we're looking at today. Let me get my person back on here. So here's what we're looking at for today. Rates ticked up just a little bit. When the market opened this morning, first thing when it opened up this morning, the MBS market kind of took a big dump, kind of like it did yesterday, and now it's starting to rally back. These numbers are good, folks. So we have a good, I won't say a fantastic employment base. It's pretty good. Wages are there. You know, a lot of people are just, they're fear-mongering. So relax, folks. We got the Dow Jones and the markets up. We got mortgage rates and interest rates coming down. This is why, now you understand why the government is fighting the Fed. So that's what's going on there. We have the stock market. We have earnings coming in on a daily basis as well. And most of those cases are strong. Then we have one big piece of information I just noticed somewhere, and I saw it just before I came on. It looks like China might be actually starting to negotiate. That's fantastic news. So if we can get some settlements over the weekend, we can have a fantastic week next week. So just to conclude some things here, we focus in usually is what the Federal Reserve is monitoring, and they monitor these things right through here. So the PCE, unemployment rate, and the GDP. All these numbers filled in this week. So we have PCE at 2.3. It keeps coming down, folks. So they want this at 2. We're this close. Unemployment rate staying steady right at around 4.42. We have GDP, unfortunately, falling off a cliff, but the markets are liking things so far. So right now, we have the MBS market down 10 ticks. That means mortgage rates might tick up just a little bit. That's about what we had yesterday, and it went up 2 ticks. I'm not going to jump and be hugely concerned about the trend today because we still have a nice 5-day, 6-day trend upward. So you're seeing how this came down and it plummeted out of the gate, kind of like it did yesterday, and it continues to rally back. So again, there's really no news that would alert me to go in and trigger a locking in people's rates immediately because of a market crash one way or another. So I'm still staying on the sidelines, folks. This shouldn't be a major hit to your rates if you're with us right now because we had the same move yesterday. Rates did tick up just a tad, but 0.02 isn't really going to do much for us at all anyways. So did have a few complaints about my thumbnails getting a little clickbaity. Folks, I'm just trying to have people click my videos so they can, I'm competing against all these people that are saying the world is crashing and everything is doomy, gloomy, and everything. They're getting 200,000-300,000 clicks, and I'm getting 3,000. And hopefully, I'm providing some value with you. So I'm trying to get a little bit more clicks. Only you guys can help me. If you subscribe over there, that'll help me get noticed by more and more people. So that's what we're seeing in today's market. So what's coming up next week? Well, let's worry about next week when that comes. I'll be posting a video tomorrow, giving you what we're looking at next week, the economic news. But it's not going to be as much as it was this week. The news next week is going to be back to tariffs and all the other kind of rigmarole that we watch on a daily basis. So I'm expecting the stock market to love this news today. They might see some profit taking and things coming back there. Mortgage bonds, they're retrieving a little bit. We're going to see how those go. I'll come back at the closing bell and let you know how that ends for the day. But we have the last pieces of the economic calendar. So that means next week, the Federal Reserve, when they make their decision, what are they going to do? They're going to do nothing, folks, and we're going to like it. So that's my morning report. Hope you learned something from that today. If you want to learn more about mortgages and who I am and what I do, well, my name is Dan Frio. I do this report two times a day. I'm actually a federally licensed loan officer, so I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. Our slogan here is pretty unique. It's one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan over 30 different lenders. Now, how do we do that? Well, the bank I work with, they were smart enough to get set up with 34 other banks. Why? Would be offer you more and more programs. So going to theRateUpdate.com, you can put in your application. By putting your application here, we're going to shop your loan to currently 34 different lenders. Now, if you have the ability to do that on your own, God bless you. Go ahead and do it. But if you really need my help navigating basically from application to keys in your hand or application to a closing where you're going to skip maybe one or two mortgage payments and save some money, please visit us at theRateUpdate.com. You can put in your application right here above my head. You can schedule a consultation or give us a call right through here at 800 number. But if you're a homeowner right now and want me to track rates for you, we got a new tool out here. It's called the Rate Watch tool. You can click into this and you can actually put in your current mortgage criteria and let me know what rate you want me to reach out to you when it hits if you're looking to refinance. But if you're looking to buy or you're a veteran or you're just wanting to know more about FHA or credit, check out some of these videos I have here, and I have over 3,000 videos on my YouTube channel. So check that out as well. So thanks for watching, guys. Hope you learned something this morning. If you did, please do me a favor. Click down there below the subscribe button. I'm trying to hit 50,000 subscribers by the end of the year. Only you can help me. So thanks for watching, folks. God bless. Have a fantastic afternoon. See you back here at the closing bell to see how this mess ends for the day. Thanks for watching, folks. God bless. Bye-bye.